Phoenix FM here at Stand and Calling. Now, we call Thursday day one, I suppose, because there's so much happening. We're already here on Thursday. And old friends of the radio station, a legendary interview we did a few years ago. So I've got Ethan, got Ronnie here, and we're right by, well, we're in the, what's this area?
This is the backstage bar. It's the backstage bar. It's like kind of the VIP bar, but because they want to sell more tickets, they call it the backstage bar. Yeah.
You know it's the VIP bar because there's like sofas and stuff around there,
yeah,
as well.
There's actual shade and places for people to actually feel comfortable. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've got a cold can of Coke, so yeah.
Not had a beer yet. Yeah, I think last time we spoke to you, we had a couple. I think we were kind of on the zenith of the festival. We'd hit that glass ceiling, really. We were just kind of powering straight through it. Today it is day one, day dot, and it's like, yeah, doing the same thing again, booking the DJs. Got obviously Ethan back again and his brother. Actually, they've created a great dance duo called Lover. Lover.
Right. Yeah, Lover.
Yeah.
How's it spelled?
LOVA.
Lover.
So check it out on your Bebos and your MySpaces and all the latest streaming.
The latest ones, yeah. We've also got a Pixo account, actually. Yeah. We've got a nice Pixo website that you can come visit. It's just pictures of us.
Get on the MSN Messenger, start spreading it around your friends, on the old AOL Messenger, all the big things. We're really we're really pricing ourselves out of the demographic there, aren't we, talking about?
Yeah. I mean, if anyone does want to find out more, you're all over social media, aren't you, Roddy? And you're looking after everyone else.
Yes, yeah. I know, for someone who doesn't really have a reputation for looking after themselves, it is quite amazing that I've been given the responsibility to look after everyone else as well. But I suppose it's almost a kind of fight or flight where I just have to go right.
Was it a couple of years ago, wasn't it, last time we spoke to you?
Yeah, it was.
Were we quite behaved?
I think we were all right.
I went to see England play the women's football last night, the quarterfinals.
Well, you went to Brighton.
I went to Brighton, yeah. It was a great game, but there's a lot of children there. Like, there's a lot of, a lot of children. And my mates from school came with me and they kept telling me, Ronnie, you don't know how much you swear. And I couldn't help but swear as I was trying to explain to them that I don't swear very often. Yeah. But, I mean, to be honest, there was a kid doing a proper hand gesture, right? And he was about 6 years old.
One of the really famous hand gestures.
Very, very famous, yeah. It's a little bit like the Italian Mamma Mia, in a little different, yeah, very much so, yeah. And he was doing it to Spanish, it was only about bloody 50 Spanish there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, very much, yeah. So, yeah, very much.
But it was a good match, wasn't it? And you, yeah.
Yeah, we had fun, yeah. I mean, I was actually in the toilet when they scored the second goal. So I actually missed the big moment, but yeah.
So you're doing your DJ stuff as well as looking after everyone here?
Yeah. I mean, basically, instead of me having to do it all day, I get everyone else to do it for me. Yeah, it's delegation. Yeah. Delegation. No, I mean, like I said, last time we spoke, it's an amazing way for me to engineer all my best mates to come down and be in the same spot. And especially after COVID, it feels like it's an even more special occasion.
Yeah, you do appreciate it more. It's coming out to something like this, not being abroad, isn't it? Especially with the weather.
Wants to come out at the festival as well. You know, it's a safe space here in the backstage bar. We've got a microphone if you've got any family members you need to tell anyone about, or even Ethan or Cal. It's like, literally, you know, you're very much welcome to spread it to the world. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, to rein it back into a more sensible answer, it's just a really nice collection of friends, and we're all here to have a good time, and I think that resonates with the music as well.
And it doesn't feel like work, does it? Because it's great, because you're with people, you know, you're with your friends.
It doesn't
feel
like work because I'm not getting paid.
Oh, well, that's why. You're getting in for nothing though, yeah?
Yes, we do, yeah. No, of course, we're very well looked after here, and it's you know, we wouldn't come back every year if we didn't, but every year it seems to come strength for strength. I mean, the lineup's great again. Yeah. I love Madness. Madness are in my dream festival lineup. If I had to have like 10 bands for the whole day, Madness would be part of those, because you can't go wrong.
I can't help but feel like me and Ronnie have already DJed quite a few festivals this year together. I can't help but feel like that they just keep following us everywhere, Madness, really, don't they?
We did another gig with Madness.
I think next year we might actually book them as our support spot.
I remember seeing them at Reading quite a while ago, and it was young kids, about 13-year-old, with their 40-year-old big bloke dads. And it was, honestly...
And the red fez hats, right?
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
And a bunch of Tommy Coopers walking around the field, isn't it?
I mean, that is isn't that a bit because of the cultural appropriation of that now? I suppose, can you culturally appropriate Turkey as a fez wearing nation, or is it not offensive? Is it madness? Just get away with it because it's madness. Because it's like, it's so, you're not allowed to wear dreads or anything like that. You're like, kind of, because it's like, but
Tommy Cooper did it before. Perhaps it's just.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, the 60s were a very different time for many reasons, I believe. Yes, yeah, I'm not sure we have time to go.
Okay. Yeah. Tommy Cooper got away with it at the time.
Tommy Cooper died on stage, and they all thought it was an act.
Yeah,
he died on stage.
Live on TV.
Yeah. And all you could see was his feet underneath the curtain. And
I mean, backstage bar, what time do you play music till? This is a...
Yeah, till 2 o'clock, I think. Right. 1 till tonight, because it's obviously a bit earlier in the week. But but Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 1 till 2.
Yeah,
got some great
brilliant.
DJs. We've got Indie Amnesty. We're going to do a full-blown noughties indie set. But these boys here, I think you're going to speak to a little bit later.
Absolutely,
they're good fun, yeah. Thanks, man.
No, thanks for chatting to us. And, well, it's going to be a great weekend, isn't it?
Agreed.
Agreed, yeah.
I didn't get many words in, but I'll chat to you later.
Yeah, of course, mate. Yeah, we'll chat to you later on, mate. Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, bye.